when Elisha went to the woman who was indebted, the woman had nothing. The woman had literally nothing. So Elisha went in with all his anointing, going to work a miracle for the woman. You know the question he asked her? He said, what do you have in your house? If the woman had nothing saved, Elisha can't do anything. You see, savings will save you. You can't eat everything that comes to you. Something must be saved. In fact, in the Jewish mode of farming, when they farm, when they pick the grain, they take the grain first of all to where they call the Ghana, not the nation of Ghana, Ghana. And they save what they first harvested. They don't move to eat first. Hand to mouth is a curse. You must always save. You must always have to save. Like I said yesterday, you probably think that your income is not enough and that's why you don't save. No, you are robbing yourself of the opportunity to see the supernatural in your finances by not obeying the financial principles. God said, tithe, whether your money is enough or not. The same way, you save whether your money is enough or not. Save first. It's not, and like I said, so it's not the amount, it is the principle. There was a great man of God who wanted to build a church. So let's say the cost is 300 million. So the cost is 300 million. And that 300 million, they've tried everything. They don't have the money. And he sat down with the board of the church. So the board member said, Pastor, we have 30 million in a certain account. And that's their savings account. We have 30 million there. The pastor said, we will build this house. We will not touch that money. He said the day they roofed the church, the 30 million was still sitting in the account. It's a lack of understanding of divine principles in finances that makes people run to their savings. You don't run to God when you had a need. You run to your savings because there's money inside it. See, I've told you so many things this week. If you are very attentive and very smart, you know that your financial status has changed. And some too will prefer magic. They prefer magic. That God should. They are waiting for their destiny helper. Someone who make one phone call and dash him or her their hard-earned money. If we don't stop those jokes in Christendom, jokes, they are jokes. They are waiting for somebody from America. If God can only prosper people in America and he cannot prosper people in, what kind of God is that? That's a racist. Racist God. The scripture says that that same God is good unto all. Good unto all. Regardless of the nation. You will talk to people. I know there are some of you, probably, outside the country. And people have been telling you that, you cannot do ministry. Sometimes when people from here go, then they are on fire. You tell them, no, here is not Ghana. Something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with you. When I started saying, I said, it is not so. They say, hey, this place is not gonna. Okay, now, we started international church. They are doing it. They are doing it. The thing we're complaining about, they are doing it. You should see a positive USA. What they are saying, you are not listening. You are letting your environment or the environment dictate to you. You are letting your environment dictate to you. When we start talking about financial things like this, instead of some people to listen, they are saying our country is not like that. Many years ago, it is the American missionaries who used to finance the gospel here. Now, we are the ones taking it there. What changed? Some of them, the system crippled them. The system crippled them. Every time when we tell you, build your life on the word of God, build your life. Don't build your life on what they call old wives' fables. So, you When I say build your life on the word of God, don't build your life on old wife fables, the doctrines of men. And when we are talking about some of these things, the you know, the budgeting and savings, you probably maybe have heard it from maybe your teacher or something. It's not the same thing. Because while they are teaching you theirs, they've copied from God, they will veer off at some parts. They always veer off at some parts because they don't regard tithing. They don't regard tithing. But that is your wisdom. Deuteronomy 4. I'll start reading from verse 4. Deuteronomy 4. But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you, to this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes, you know, and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. What's he saying? Now, from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1, he started talking to them about those who fell in the wilderness. But he says that those who did cleave unto the Lord, he said, you are alive today. The ones who held on to God, he said, you are still alive and kicking, and you have passed the test of time today. You know, he said, you are alive. Those who cleave unto the Lord, say, alive every one of you this day. Then verse 5, he said, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments. I have taught you principles. I've taught you statutes and judgments, the word of God, even as the Lord God, my God, commanded me, that you should do so in the land whither God. That means God expects that he teaches you the statutes and judgments, his word, so that while you are living in the world in which you are living in, he says you possess it with those statutes and judgments in your mind. He said, so you can be in maybe, let me use UK for example. You can be in the UK. He said, when you are there, he says, still do my statutes and judgments. Still do the word of God. Still live by the word of God wherever you find yourself. What the word of God will do is that it will break the power of those systems over your life. Because those systems turn the people into something. For example, in the UK, they tax the rich. Can you imagine? It's not correct. You know, when you hear people say things like, you know, and that's what brought about communism, trying to make everybody equal in wealth. It will never work. It's not correct. Jesus said, the poor you always have with you, because our inputs are always different. Some people are lazy. Like, for example, I'm teaching on financial wisdom. Somebody is expecting that one day he'll be rich. And what he doesn't know is that all that God will hand over to him in his life as a gift that he'll be rich in his life is to just join. Because God is not going to hand to you money. He says, a sower went forth to sow. He said, a seed was the word of God. So the poor, they will always be there. So in a system like the UK system, where they tax the rich, it is wrong. You know why? Because that means if I'm getting richer, I'm taxed more. That means, what's my motivation to be rich? So to be average is better. Because if I don't earn a lot, I'm not taxed a lot. Are you getting the point? So the motivation to be rich will not be there. So it's going to create a mediocre society. So those systems make the people something. They make them something. They turn them into something. Those systems turn them into something. They begin to have a certain mindset. Sometimes on an ungodly mindset. So what will they do? See, how will they do? So while you exist or live in a system like that, what do? You apply the word of God. You don't joke with your tithing. You don't joke with the things that the word of God has said. It will break the power of that system over you. And you see that you are in that system, but you will be functioned by a different set of rules. You will be operating a certain level of prosperity. What about America? They will give you loan for everything, including Pepsodent. You will borrow everything. You know what the Bible says? It says you shall not borrow. It didn't say you cannot borrow or you may not borrow. You shall not borrow. When you are being given, when you are being introduced to borrowing, you are borrowing. You know, in for example, in America, if you ever go and drop $10,000 into your account will be flagged. They shouldn't try that here. We hold it in our pocket. Now, it looks like that's a more organized financial system, because the question is, the reason why they'll flag you, they are wondering where you got the money from. Why are you asking me where I got the money from? It means you have made a system in a way that kind of money should not come to me. So they're going to make the people broke. So the statistics that came out, I was telling you, I said 80% of Americans are owing money. And the government likes it. Some people will pay mortgage to their deathbed. They are paying mortgage to the day they die. Is it wrong? While you are there, act the word of God. Everything the scripture is saying, do it. So that you live there, but you are not of there. You don't operate by their principles. So Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5. I was at verse 5. He said, behold, I taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Sometimes some people borrow, and when you say things like this, they feel like you don't understand the situation. You see, you have no special problem. I always tell people, the moment they try to, you know, make their problems bigger than the word of God, I said, the moment you cannot admit that the word of God has your answer, I said, you are far away from the solution. They want to magnify the problem to you, so probably you can give them some money. No. The word of God has every answer. Can you submit yourself to the answers the word of God will give you? You see, the day you find yourself in, some people borrow to buy food, not because they are hungry, a certain kind of food. Like, for example, the person is hungry, and with 10 CD, the person can do something. What am I saying? 10 CD. With gari, sugar, milk, granite, acetate. You know, with 20 CD you can do something nice. Or 10 CD. Six CD is 80 pesos. You can set something really nice. Good. Then the person will borrow 100 CDs to go and buy shakomako. It is a craving. And that's what some people borrow for. I'm serious. See, why are you doing this to yourself? You want to be poor. Deuteronomy 4 verse 5. Say, hey, pastor, oh yeah, Pepe. I say I'm a giver. It's you I won't give to. All right, so he says, behold, I've taught you statutes and judgment, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land whither ye go to possess. He said, go and do my word. Wherever you find yourself, go and do my word. Don't go and live like them. Go and do my word over there. Verse 6. Why? Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. You're walking out of that indebted life. You're walking out of every debt. You're walking out of every debt. Yes, my father. That's what the Spirit of God is doing. He's bringing you out of it. Don't go back there again. Yes. Can we move to the next level? Climbing, right? Okay. I want to show you something. So you're going to see something here. Now, pay attention to it. We are moving from riches to wealth. In fact, this thing will move us from having nothing into riches, into wealth, right? Everybody who is going to be rich is going to use this. So we want to look at the difference and what God's financial aim for you is. All right? What God's financial aim for you is. God's financial strategy or aim for your life is that you will have some form of financial independence. All right? You see something there. Now, first of all, the biggest asset you have in your life is time. You see, when you go to work, right? You go there and you spend time. If you're not even going to work to do an 8-to-5 job, and you say that someone is bringing you work, it's time. He's paying for your time. He's paying for your time. And this is the thing. When the preacher said, time and chance happened to them all, that's what he meant. Time is what we all have. Only the dead don't have time. Every living person has time. And if he says time and chance happened to them all, it means time is everybody's advantage. I don't have more time than you. You don't have more time than me. You can decide to use your time in a way that, you see, time is capital. But it's not the kind of capital that you can liquidate. Time is capital that it is specific in its use. For example, I cannot take my 24 hours and go to bank that it is capital, so I'm withdrawing money out of it. But then I can also, because it is capital, like some of these virtual currencies, they are real currencies, but some can only do some work online. They can only be utilized online. So time is where God didn't cheat anybody. Now, this is the mystery. As a Christian, because this is the most precious thing in your life, it means that is also what God wants. So this will give you a very good understanding of God's system of riches and wealth and the Babylonian system of riches and wealth. Everybody, the Babylonian system, which is the devil's system, and God's system, all is, they don't want this. They don't want this. All they want is time. Because they know this is what God wants from you. The biggest thing on their radar is for God to have as less of this as possible in your life. He said, my son, give me your heart. Pastor Eric said something one time in a leaders meeting. And I said, that's so correct. And I've taught that in different camps. I said, there's no way God ever said, give me something. So I said, the last time he said, my son, give me your heart. He said, give me your heart. So you can see, if he says, give me your heart, what's he looking for? He didn't say, remove this, your heart, and give it to him. It's time. What's your time? That's the reason for prayer. It's your time. Studying the word of God, it's your time. Now, I said this is the most important thing, and I'm not concocting an idea to you. It's in the Bible. Jesus told Mary, he told Martha, when Martha and Mary there, he said, Martha was busy cooking, doing things. Jesus didn't have her time. Jesus had Mary's time. Jesus was spending time with Mary. And Jesus said, he said, one thing is needful. You have to understand God's needs. He didn't say one thing is beautiful. One thing is needful. It's not a luxury. Giving God your time is not a luxury. It is required of a Christian to give God his time, because it takes time to know God. Nobody knows God by magic. In fact, let me tell you this. No matter how many times you read the Bible in your first year of Christianity, it will still not mature you. Some things can only happen with time. If your wife is pregnant 2 months, don't say that, no, I'm going to have more sex so that she'll give birth early. No, no matter what you do, no matter the position, it is still 9 months. Sometimes 7, 8, 9, but it, no matter what, it will still take a certain time duration. No matter the school you take your child, there are some expressions that you will never have until he has just grown. He just has to grow. It will just take time. So time is a very valuable asset in finance. When you read and become a better person, it is time you used. Because time, like I said, is a particular commodity.
or a particular capital that you cannot use in buying anything. The only thing you can use it to do is you can invest it. But that is where God did not cheat anybody. Except you have sleeping sickness. Except a butterfly has beaten you. That's why God didn't cheat anybody. God was fair to every man on the face of the earth with time. So time and chance happened to them all. So time is a, and I said, that is what God wants. That's what Babylon 2 wants. So remember when they were building the Tower of Babel, go to, let us. What were they using to build the tower? It was time. It took them time to build the tower. So while you have time to build a tower, you will not be able to have time for God. Now, here's the case. God too said you must work because what you will use to work to is time. See, in God's scheme of things, this one is more important. So this time is key. Because even as a Christian parent, when you read Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6, he said, these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. Verse 7. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Now, you have to be careful when you are reading biblical language and you have to understand what God is trying to say. He said, you shall teach them diligently unto your children. That means the scriptures and the raising of the children must be done by the parents. Now, because Babylon pushes you into looking for money will come there. So many parents don't have the time to teach their children. Because to teach your children, you will need time. And this is how we pass on the heritage of God from generation to generation. Any generation that the parents did not have the time and they left everything for a nanny or for some kindergarten teacher, there came a break in transmission. The parents, all right, are supposed to spend time to teach the children the scriptures. So, that 24-hour capital of time that you have, God wants it. Babylon 2 is trying to get God to have as less of it as possible. So, like I said, you must work. So, you carry this time, invest it into work, and it gives you money. All right? But as it's giving you money, the end game is not money. The end game is not money. This is where a lot of Christians have failed. Because they thought, oh, it is to amass more money. No, the end game is not money. So, in certain countries, they will go for 2, 3, 4 jobs. Because they are trying to make more money. They don't know what actually they should be looking for. They are supposed to make money, then start the cycle again, let the money work, so that they can have time. This is the reason for investment. The more time you are able to free in your life, the wealthier you are becoming. That's how to know we are becoming wealthy, not riches. Riches is you have had money. So this one took you to riches. To have wealth, the money must go and work. Now, it is the lack of understanding of this that has made a lot of people frustrated. So while they were using their time to work and make money, they ended here and were trying to amass more money. Then they failed because they could not have time for God. They could not do that one thing that God said it was needful. This one is needful. To sit at the feet of the master is more important than making money. So how will you arrive at that? Since you live in a world where you have to also work. So you have to structure your life in such a way that you are investing your time in your work to make money so that in wisdom, money can now work so you can have more time to spend with God. Someone finishes an 8-to-5. Huh? I'll show you some scriptures right now. Someone finishes an 8-to-5. After the 8-to-5, his life has ended. You are wasting the time. You are wasting the time. Do you get this? So wealth is when your riches begin to work for you. I was telling somebody let me give you an example. Maybe the person is teaching people how to swim. All right? You make money, but that is not wealth. By the time he has become wealthy, that person has become wealthy. He has 20 people who can teach people, and he is managing. That is wealth. So the principle of investment is what moves in this way. It is investment that will move. Ecclesiastes 11. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. What's the meaning of this? Now, if let's say we are going to the Bible. Let's say we are around all Bible characters. And you want someone to teach you how to kill lions. Who will you go to? You go to Samson, or you can go to David too. You want somebody who could teach you self-control, even if when a woman is tempting you. Who will you go to? You go to Joseph. If you are looking for someone to teach you how to use authority or to handle authority, who will you go to? David, yeah. You go to David. You're looking for someone who can teach you how to be a martyr. Who will you go to? Paul. You go to Brother Paul. You are looking for someone to teach you how to marry many women. Solo. We'll go to Pasolo. So we can all establish that the best person to go to is the person who can do it or has experience in it. Okay. If we are looking for who can teach us how to be very wealthy, who are we going to? Solo. We'll go to Solo. So what we are learning in the book of Ecclesiastes was written by Solo. Yeah. We can trust the thing he's saying. He said, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Every time I tell you that, sometimes King James, I don't know what they were thinking when they were writing these things. New Living Translation. Come on now. Send your grain across the seas, and in time, profits will flow back to you. Now, you have to understand this. The grain there, let's say, he said, send your grain. The grain there was planted. All right? The grain there was planted. When he planted the plant, it brought the grain. So that's like money. All right? If he sold it there, he can get money. But he said, no, I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to sell it. He said, I'm going to send my grain across the seas. He said, and in time. That is one key thing about investment. You have to be patient. And in time, he said, profits will flow back to you. So someone was telling me a story. A dear lady. She said, in 2019, some people came to her office that they want to do an investment, something. Then she said she didn't want to do it because her pay was small. But some people pushed her in the office, do it. So she did it. So she took some amount and did it. When she did it, they told her that her returns will be after 5 years. Can you imagine if someone tells you that he's going to take some money from you every month in investment and it's a double after 5 years? Looks like my friend. You get it? Good. She said, it just clicked in her mind that January next year is the 5 years. And that 100 cedis she was putting there, she's going to get like 20,000 5 years ago. The time needed to go. Whether you invest or not, time will go.
When you enter school, it's like you never finish. You came out. This is the difference between the wealthy and the poor. Okay.
Send your grain across the seas. So let's ask Solo. Solo, did you do this thing in your life? Because you, we know you. Your father had money. David had money. He made some money available for his own. So are you trying to teach us something you did not do? Or Solo, you did this. Because Bible says that King Solomon he became richer than all the kings of the earth. The guy's wealth was crazy. Bible says in his time, he made gold like sand in Israel. Gold was not respected again. Yes. Gold was not respected in his time. It was everywhere. Silver lost its value. So let's look at Solo's life, if he did it. 1 Kings chapter 10. I'll start reading from verse 20. There were also 12 lions, other lions, one standing on each end of the six steps. No other throne in all the world could be compared with it. 21. All of King Solomon's drinking cups were solid gold, as were all the utensils in the palace of the forest of Lebanon. They were not made of silver, for silver was considered worthless in Solomon's day. The man was stinkingly rich. And this is not the wealth. Remember, this is not the wealth David gave him. God told him, I'll give you wisdom. This is the result of the wisdom. That's as I said, financial wisdom from the Bible, because it is wisdom, not prayers. Jesus never prayed for any poor man. Go and read the Bible. If you see Jesus pray for one poor man to get money, come and show me. I'll drop the Bible. Jesus prayed for the sickle, but poor people, he didn't pray for them, because it's not prayers. They used to come out of poverty. It's wisdom. It's 22. Now, look at this. Remember Ecclesiastes 11. Send your grain across the seas. The king had a fleet of trading ships. Now, across the seas. Across the seas. Huh? The king had a fleet of trading ships of Tarshish that sailed with Hiram's fleet. Once every 3 years, the ships returned loaded with gold, silver, ivory, apes, and peacocks. So, let me explain this to you. So, Solomon will send his grain across the sea. He will put it in his ships. The ships will go. After 3 years, the ships come. And when they are coming back, this is what they have: gold, silver, ivory, apes, and peacocks. He was a trader. Solomon, his gold did not come from the skies. He was a trader. And he said, and you shall find it after many days. How long did it take Solomon to make his returns? 3 years. Message translation, message of this verse 22. The king had a fleet of ocean-going ships at sea with Hiram's ships. Every 3 years, the fleet would bring in a cargo of gold, silver, and ivory, and apes, and peacocks. Solomon was a heavy investor. After 3 years, he gets his money after 3 years. He would trade. So what happened to him? Go back to the NLT. What happened to him in verse 23? So, somebody say so. It means that it's because of that thing, right? So, King Solomon became richer and wiser than any other king on the earth. Investment. I said the purpose of savings is investment. You save to invest. So King Solomon became richer and wiser than any other king on earth. God is an investor. Just that God does a different kind of investment. God's investment is human investment. And that's the best investment anyway. People don't know. You make somebody a seller that is doing anyhow. What he doesn't know is that he has been given one of the biggest platforms of investment. It's investment. You pray for the person. You are praying for them. You are investing the word of God into them. You are helping them. Sometimes you even have to pay things for them. You have to help them. You are helping them grow in Christ. As they grow in Christ, you it's human investment. Life pays you. People don't know. They think everything is cash. One day, I don't know if Eric has told you guys before. Pastor Eric has told you guys before. I told him, I said, the biggest investment I do in my life is human investment. Human investment. What I'm doing right now is human investment. They don't know that they've been given a big opportunity. Meet someone, a leader. Big opportunity. Human investment.
There are different kinds of investment. There's money investment, and that, which is also very good. And it takes time. It takes time. Investment takes time. But if you don't start now, imagine Solomon says, 3 years. 3 years. Nah, I'm not doing it. Nah, I'm not doing it. 3 years. No. You have to still start. After 3 years, it will come back. So, Ecclesiastes chapter 11, it says in NLT, it says, send your grain across the seas, and in time, profits will flow back to you. And he was doing it. He says, King Solomon became richer. The King James says, King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. Most of the king of those days, how they were making money was by going to war. They go to war, they kill you, they carry your things. They kill you. Solomon said, "Me, I don't have time." He doesn't have time for the war. He doesn't want to fight anybody. So he will send his grain across the seas. And after many days, prophets flew back to him. Verse 2, still in the NLT, Ecclesiastes 11. Then he says, Oga, you want to be rich and wealthy? He said, don't invest all in one ship. He said, but divide your investments among many places, for you don't know what risks might lie ahead. A few days ago, I was talking to one wonderful young guy. I was telling him, I said, because I think he was having some challenges. I said, young man, something, wisdom I want you to know. I said, I'll give you an example. You are doing a business that is fetching you 10,000 a month. See, let me tell you something. There are some of you my passion is art. My passion, money does not have feelings. Just remove feelings out of la ila ila la. Money has nothing to do with feelings. There is money smart. Has nothing to do with feelings. You have to be money smart and trade. When you are trading, you are not trading what you like. So, for example, let's say a footballer is making $50,000 a week. In a month, he's making like $200,000. Eh? If that is all his source of income, what if he goes to injury? What if he goes out of form? So a wise one, because you've seen many of these footballers earn a lot of money, yet latter part of their life, they were very broke. Some of you went to prison because they didn't have wisdom. Because wisdom will tell you that where the big money is coming from can be attacked. So you have to diversify the investment. I said sometimes the things that you will diversify into are not big things. One small shop somewhere. Because money does not have feelings. People will eat needle, whether you like it or not. So supply them needle. Have a shop. You are a man, but you have seen a need of baby diapers. It doesn't mean you will use the baby diapers. So you will go and set up that mother care and put somebody in charge. You don't have to be there. Then go and continue doing that work that is fetching you the big money. And while the money is coming, you now open another thing and open another thing. He said, but divide your investment. Why is he saying that? Why is he saying that? He is saying that because that if it is only one ship that goes and comes 3 years, what if the ship sinks? He will lose all his investments. So he says he will divide his investment in many places. All right? Because one ship can sink. But the probability that 8 ships will sink is very low. So, you know this one? This what you're seeing?
NIV. Good.
Invest. Someone say invest. Invest. Someone say invest. Invest in 7 ventures. He said, yes, in 8. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. Okay. You are doing a particular thing. Let's say you are doing Bitcoin. I don't know if it's still working. Yeah. Let's say you are doing Bitcoin. And you are doing Bitcoin. And you are making money from there. But that's where you have put all your vim.
You understand? And you actually make money. What if there's one law that comes and cancels Bitcoin from Ghana? What happened to you? So at the time you are making the money from the Bitcoin, what are you supposed to do? Invest. You invest in 7 ventures. Then you say yes in 8. What is Rani telling you that? Add more. He said what? Because you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. You have more faith than Solomon. How much is your money? How much is your money? You are coming to advise Solomon that no, nothing will happen to you. Be there. It also shows you that investment requires risk. See, don't think that anything that has faith is a risk. Faith itself is a risk. Faith itself is a risk. And it is risky not to take risk. It's already risky not to take risk. So faith itself is a risk. So you have to take the risk. Invest. So you don't know what disaster will come upon the land. You know, sometimes this scripture is used in giving, but the context is not giving. This thing is not giving. He said, invest in 7 ventures. Yes, in 8. Except the giving you are giving is directed as an investment. Because that's also possible. And that with that, it means you need to have the understanding that that is what you are doing. Invest in 7 ventures. Yes, in 8. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. Verse 3. If the clouds are full of water, they pour rain on the earth. What's he saying? Now, all this is saying, he's not saying different things, though. He's saying the same thing. He's having a train of thoughts. He's telling you a thing, some things, you know. And he's having, you know, a train of thoughts. So he says, if clouds are full of water, they pour rain on the earth. In other words, like we use the scripture a lot when it comes to prayers. Like if the clouds are full of wind, empty, yes. Good application. But context, that's not the context. The context is investment. It means be consistent with your investment. It will yield a dividend. Be consistent with your investment. You see, some people are wondering, hey, sir, invest. I don't even have what I'll eat. Let me tell you why you don't have what you eat. God doesn't want to send you money that you don't know this thing. God doesn't want you waste the money. You spoil the money. So if you have caught this, money will start coming to you. I say, if you have caught this, money will start coming to you.
Yes.
Big money will start coming to you.
Yes.
Yeah, if you have caught this, money will start coming to you. Because grace has multiplied because of the knowledge. Yeah. Listen, when I started opening multiple accounts, money started rushing. I was wondering where the money had been all the while. I tell you. I've been wondering where the money has been all the while. It's as though once you obey God and move, everything starts falling into place. You wonder, where has the money been all the while? Say, go and borrow vessels. Go and borrow vessels. Listen, I personally, this is my own opinion. Yeah? Another pastor can tell you something else. Me, I don't believe it. I don't believe in borrowing to give. I don't believe in borrowing to give. I believe in pledging, but I don't believe that I should go and borrow money from somebody to give. Who put a knife on your neck? And I said, and when the only scripture people try to use that, oh, I can borrow is, Elijah told the person, go and borrow vessel. I said, he told him, go and borrow vessel. He needs to go and borrow oil. You see, misapplication of scripture. I don't believe in it. I don't believe in borrowing to give. Except God spoke to you and says that, no, go to this person, take this money and give. If God spoke to you, there's, what I'm saying is not important. But if God didn't talk to you, don't borrow to give. God will not mind you. Did you hear me? If you borrow to give, God will not mind you. He didn't send you. I don't believe in it. Some pastors don't mind telling you, go and borrow and give. And borrow is for the gospel. Am I the first person to come to the gospel? Am I the first person to come to the gospel? So, he says, if the clouds are full of water, they pour the rain on the earth. Consistency. You see, consistency. Consistency. Be consistent with your investments. There are some investment opportunities, like some of you who take a salary. There are some investment opportunities. They don't take much. 100 cedis. 200 cedis. And you can also
say, I'm going on investment with God. This aside your offerings, your tithes and all that. I'm going on investment with God. Every month I'm investing this with God. God understands what you are saying. God understands what you are saying. You understand? Yeah. Yeah. Then he says, whether a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where it falls, there it will lie. Now, what does the meaning of this one? Solopa. But what he says is very important. After he says, if the clouds are full of water, they pour rain upon the earth. He said, if the tree falls to the south, he said, where it falls, that was a lie. In other words, he's talking about the unchanging nature of your reward. If you invest, if you apply the right principles, he said, where it falls, that's where it will lie. So if you didn't do anything, where it falls, that's where it will lie. So people make no input. They're expecting magic. Don't worry, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. Sometimes you can put in your life maybe 1 or 2 years. Say this 1 or 2 years. I'm going to make sure that I'm going to put my money into things. See, not with a greedy mindset. You see, I'm going to invest. You've made up your mind. You see, I've made up my mind that this first 1 or 2 years, if I get a car, I'll do Uber first. If I get a car, I'll do Uber. I'll drive, I'll do Uber. Boat first. Not to be cruising for people to see that I've arrived. Meanwhile, I'm anywhere. People who save to buy a car, not for the purpose of business. Eh? Who say they are saving money to buy a car? Not for the purpose of business. So. Eh? What I have to tell them, it's not on this life. Or not for the purpose of cutting down cost of transportation. When you want to cut down cost of transportation, there are cars you will buy. There are certain cars you will buy. Car that will not consume a lot of fuel. Sharp, sharp, quick, quick, quick. So that you know that you're not... Yeah. But you are buying a car. You are saving to buy iPhone. You know, get sense. Somebody said to me, said, this week, if Pastor didn't talk to you, then you didn't join. So everybody has collected his own. You are saving money. Instead of you to go and invest the money, you have been able to save 10,000 CD. You are going to buy iPhone. Clap for yourself. You see, this is the reason. This thing I taught you right now. Jesus says, seek ye first. This was it. The reason he says seek ye first. Because the main thing is this. You will make money look like sand. You will make money look like sand. If maybe your parents were the one who bought the iPhone for you. Great. You can use it. But that you were saving money to do that. Sorry, Onyansa will form. Sorry. Do you know that you could have multiplied that money to be that 10,000? You think I can multiply it to 100,000? You could have multiplied that money. See, many people don't ask questions. They don't read books. They don't ask bankers. Okay, is there any banking instrument that, you know, investment? Is there anything like that? They don't ask questions. They don't ask anything. And some of these opportunities, are there in... Yesterday, when I was talking to the lady, she was telling me about how 100 CDs, you know, she was doing. And in 5 years, I was asking, which people are these? Told me, there's also one in SIC. There's also one. These things are there. People are not asking any question. That phone, what did you use it to do? Is it not TikTok? The phone you saved and starved yourself for. Is it not TikTok that you do? You want to trend? Don't worry. You will be so rich.
Amen.
You will be so wealthy.
Amen.
God is helping you. Hey, tatatula baba baba. Selo kala manda landa lamba londo lunku sanda lamba 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 lamba. Tela de la mashada da 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 da. There was a time, eh? There was a time I was using a certain techno phone. I know sometimes guys don't care about so much about these kind of things. If that is an advantage, then it's a very good advantage. So this techno phone I was using. The phone is cracked, crap. I said, when your papa, use. I'm using it. I look back at that time and I look at today. Today I can buy iPhone for 20 people, I'll not feel it. See. There are some of you, you are praying for car, but if God give you car today, he has destroyed you. Because all your money will go into fuel. God has sent so. He knows where you are. Enjoy where you are. Enjoy your current level. You will not be there for too long. Yes. If you are doing everything I teach you, you will not be there for too long. Or is it cut your coat according to your size? No. It's cut your coat according to your cloth. If according to your size, what if the cloth is not enough? You look at the cloth you have and you know that you are sewing two piece or one piece. Sometimes, you know, you are going somewhere. You know that what you are wearing is not a suit. It's a coat. Wear it. Now, I know that there are some people, the iPhone is for business. I'm aware. Yes, I'm aware. If it's for business instrument, that's fine. But that you are buying it for vibes is what I'm talking about. It's vibes. You are saving to buy for vibes. No problem. I say you will not be there for too long. The Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. Ala katoka baya. Let me pray Deuteronomy 28 over you. From verse 4. Wherever you are in your room, you can go on your knees as I pray it over you. Mola dene kesana kotenaya. Molo se katala ba 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 ba. Oh, for I've brought you into the realm of wealth. Allah, co exceeding great riches, hear the Spirit of God. Moto totolaya. The Lord have brought you into the realm of wealth. Kola matole keshekaya. Exceeding great riches. Mantola kabalaya. The Lord has brought you into a realm of wealth. Kanto loko sila bakala dia. I see someone receiving a contract of $200,000. It's happening this month of July. Kolo kashela maya, mulakala basataya, ulatala lamanda, ulatala mamanda. Oh, la ba la ba la ba. Let me pray over you. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. And the fruit of thy ground, O Sakula, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep. Kaya, do you know what that means? Productivity. I'll read it again, verse 4. Montonji kai gazaya. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. I'll read it again. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. The flocks of thy sheep. And the flocks of thy sheep. The flocks of thy sheep. Motakalabadaya. Motakabalabaya. Ya 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 ya. Ya 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 ya. The fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, the flocks of thy sheep. Motakaradaya. Verse 5. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed will be your accounts. Blessed will be your accounts. Every account you open, blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. 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 Verse 6. Ulakudadaya. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in. Blessed shall be when thou goest out. Ulakakakakaka. Verse 7. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be slain before thy face. They shall come against thee one way and flee before thee in seven ways. They shall flee before thee in seven ways. Allah bakaba. Any attacks against your business. Bolakasataya. I nullify them in the name of Jesus. I nullify them in the name of Jesus. I nullify them in the name of Jesus. Verse 8. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land where the Lord God giveth thee. Verse 9. The Lord shall establish thee, the holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee. Go back to verse 4. Okotalaya. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. Amen. I am. Put your hand on your head. Put your hand on your head. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. Mugulukasaya. And the fruit of thy ground. And the fruit of thy cattle. And the increase of thy kind. And the flocks of thy sheep. Yes. You have entered into riches. And into wealth. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father.